Any good morning. Sports time here on Kate Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. A couple of volleyball scores from yesterday. Alden Conger and United South Central in a good one. The Knights defeat the Rebels in five sets, 25-11, 15-25, 25-21, 22-25, and 18-16. Again, Alden Conger over United South Central. Canyon Wanamingo defeats New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva in four sets, 25-12, 25-16, 24-26, and 25-23. Prep sports going on tonight in volleyball. Albert Lee is on the road at Winona. That will start at 7:15. Alden Conger, they're going to host Martin County West at 7. Glenville Emmons, they're at Grand Meadow at 7:15. USC on the road at Blooming Prairie at 7:15. Lake Mills will host a quadrangular starting at 6. Hampton, Dumont, Cal will be there. Also Nashua Plainfield and North Butler. Northwood Kensett, they're going to host North Iowa in volleyball. That will start at 7. In boys and girls cross country today, Albert Lee competes in a meet at Meadow Greens Golf Course in Austin. That's going to start at 4. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, and USC Alden Conger, they will compete in a meet at Oakview Golf Course in Alden. That will start at 4:45. And in girls swimming and diving today, Albert Lee is going to host Mankato West. That will start at 6:30. Minnesota running back Trey Potts will miss the remainder of the season. He has an undisclosed injury that was serious enough to keep him hospitalized for 6 days after it occurred in the last game. Now, Gophers coach P.J. Fleck said Potts was doing well. The third-year player is expected to be present at the practice facility this week to visit with the team. Now, Potts left the field late in the fourth quarter, October 3rd at Purdue. He is second in the Big Ten with 110.4 rushing yards per game. The Las Vegas Raiders will have a new coach for Sunday's game at Denver. John Gruden has stepped down following emails containing racist, homophobic, and misogynistic comments. Now, emails acquired by the New York Times show that Gruden frequently used misogynistic and homophobic language directed at Commissioner Roger Goodell and others in the league. Now, the Wall Street Journal said Friday that Gruden used a racist comment to describe NFL Players Association leader DeMaurice Smith back in 2011. Now, the Times acquired emails sent from between 2011 to 2018 when Gruden was an analyst for ESPN. They showed his use of derogatory language went well beyond that. Now, Gruden was in his second stint as the Raiders head coach. The Baltimore Ravens put together a fourth quarter comeback before Lamar Jackson completed one of the finest performances of his NFL career. Jackson hit Marquise Brown for a 5-yard touchdown in overtime to send the Ravens past the Colts 31-25. It was the fourth touchdown pass of the night for Jackson, who was 37 of 43 for a career high 442 yards. He also ran for 62 yards on 14 carries. Brown and Mark Andrews each caught two scoring passes as the AFC North leaders improved to 4-1. Baltimore did trail 25-9 in the fourth quarter. They come back and win in overtime 31-25. Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow is healthy and expected to play Sunday against Detroit after a precautionary hospital visit. Now, he suffered a bruised throat during Sunday's loss to the Green Bay Packers. Coach Zach Taylor said Burrow was taken to the hospital but was not admitted. Burrow wasn't sure when he took the hit to his throat. Baseball from yesterday, the Boston Red Sox have advanced to the AL Championship Series by knocking out the league's best team in the division series. The Red Sox coughed up a 5-0 lead before Kike Hernandez lifted a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the ninth to give Boston a 6-5 victory in Game 4. Boston wins that series 3-1. The Giants have regained control of their NL Division Series. They take a 2-1 lead with a one-out shutout of the Dodgers. Now, Evan Longoria's solo blast in the fifth inning off of Max Scherzer broke a scoreless tie and was one of just 3 hits for San Francisco all evening, but that's all they needed. Giants win 1-0. They're up 2-1. Game 4 is at 8:07 tonight. The Atlanta Braves, they're up 2-1 as pinch hitter Jock Peterson launched a 3-run homer in the fifth inning, sending the Braves their second straight win against the Brewers. They win 3-0. Game 4 of that series, the Braves trying to close it out at 4:15 today. Brewers will try to send it back to Milwaukee for game number 5. And game 4 of the AL Division Series between the White Sox and the Houston Astros was postponed with rain in the forecast yesterday. Game 4 will be this afternoon at 1:07. Astros are up 2-1. The Stros trying to close things out. White Sox trying to force a game 5. And the Philadelphia 76ers and representation for disgruntled All-Star Ben Simmons have neared a resolution of the guard's holdout. Now, Simmons was in Philadelphia Monday night. Coach Doc Rivers did not rule out the possibility of a return to practice at some point this week. Now, Simmons missed training camp and the preseason in the wake of his offseason trade demand that left the Sixers without their three-time All-Star. The decision has cost Simmons millions in lost salary and fines. The 25-year-old Australian still has $147 million in 4 years left on his contract. And that's Checka Sports. From the Americana Insurance Press Box for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.